The first free throw attempt off of the back of the iron.
I have to come back here and do another game, so I have to be real careful that I don't upset these guys here in front of me.
Loose ball, the Patriots come up with it after the free throw attempt falls short. McBrayer has it for the Patriots.
Yeah, but they're good sports over here at USA. They always have been.
James has it. He'll find McBrayer down low. McBrayer kicks it up. Here's a jumper from the free throw line. No good by Fletcher. Ball tips around. Jason Hansen comes up with it and quickly brings it down for the Pirates. Now Kraft with it. They'll throw it down in the corner to Grkovich. Grkovich gives it off to Ginther, who is double-teamed. No good.
He made a nice move on the baseline to get out of that double team. He was way outside, and he worked his way, backed his way down, and got up underneath for the reverse layup, but he just couldn't get it to fall. That's another thing. Harbor Beach's shots are just falling short. They're hitting the rim. They're not just getting up and over. It's almost like you're tired. I know they didn't have school yesterday. I don't know if they had practice, and that can make a big difference to come off of a four-day weekend, really, because of Martin Luther King Day. And
yep.
Harbor Beach has had some really funky practice schedules here in their defense.
Hanson in the corner, three, no good. Ginther gets the rebound, unable to put it in, and here come the Patriots once again. McBrayer at half court. They'll start to drive, gets it in the corner to Botello. Back to McBrayer. McBrayer gets it once again down in the corner to James. James will bring it up to the top of the key. He'll reset the offense. James drives, gives it over to Botello in the corner. They want to work it down low. They are just unable to get it to Holland right now. McBrayer and a whistle. Looks like a 30-second timeout. Over to the Patriots.
We'll be back right after this break.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an edge to get back on track? Edge is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
And we are back as Botello knocks down a three. It's now 47-25 in favor of the Patriots over the Harbor Beach Pirates. 3:30 to go in this third quarter of play. And a big shot by Jake Holland as Andrew Seaman trying to go up with it down low, and Holland said, I don't think so.
I got to tell you something, Derek. It's pretty obvious that you're in love with big guys, man. It's like all you've talked about is Jake, the big guy over there.
Well, he's the one that's getting the ball for the most part. I'm a play-by-play announcer. I got to call him if I see him.
I got to give you a little static there. Yeah, they do have some good inside big players there. And Jake is doing a great job, but we got to give you a little bit of ribbon here. Checking in, though, but on that play, Hansen made a nice drive underneath, and his layup fell short, and it was good work there by Simon to get to the free throw line.
And Seaman knocks it down, and it's now 47-27, Patriots lead by 20.
Harbor Beach wants a chance. They need to make a few defensive stops here with 3 minutes to go in this quarter.
Kovic intercepts that pass, quickly gets it down the court, and Aaron Ginther takes a slap to the face by McBrayer.
And that was just a hustle play by McBrayer. He was trying to jump in there and intercept the push up the court, but his body hit him.
Harbor Beach will have the ball. They'll inbound it. Inbounding is Eli Kraft.
USA is in their man-to-man. They've been in that most of the game tonight. I only see them go into zone once.
Rakovic at the top of the key. Gets it back to Kraft. Kraft in the corner. He'll start to drive. Backs out. Gets it over to Seaman. Seaman now drives, and that's swatted away by Holland, but a foul on the big man.
And that was a nice play right there by Jake. I see you still give him the credit, Derek.
I said his name because he's the one that committed the foul. It's the only reason.
Now, you can give him credit. That was a good job there, other than he put his hand on his back to get the deflection.
Beeman back to the line. This one popped in and out.
That's been the story for the Harbor Beach Pirates all night. They've gotten some good shots off and some good looks. They just can't get them to fall all the way through.
Jake Howell will now have a seat on the bench, so I won't have to mention his name anytime soon. Dakota Gangler in to replace him. Second free throw attempt is good for Andrew Seaman. It's a 47-28 ball game in favor of the Patriots. 3:09 to go in this third quarter of play.
Checking in is Kevin Kraft for Harbor Beach. Checking out is Aaron Ginther. Also on the floor, Scott Gerkovich.
McBrayer will get it ahead. Fletcher trying to bring it up, but they've got to break the press. McBrayer gets it back to Fletcher, and they're across the timeline. Fletcher back over to McBrayer. He'll swing it cross court, back, and off. USA just throwing the ball all around. McBrayer now with it, drives, pitches that one off the glass for two, and it's back to a 21-point ball game in favor of the Patriots, 49-28. Here's a three-point attempt by Seaman, off the mark. Ball tips around, Gangler with the rebound. And he'll get it down. And McBrayer quickly down. Throws across court. Here's a shot attempt off the back of the rim. Gangler rebound. Great save, but into the hands of Gerkovich. And that is a tough name to say. Eli Kraft at the other end. Unable to convert on the left-handed layup.
You know, and Harbor Beach is known for their up-tempo, get it up the court. And, you know, only four times tonight where they've been able to get a fast break out of any rebounds. And that was one of them right there. And when they do get a chance for their fast break and up-tempo, they just lay it up off the glass and cannot get it to fall. Everything's falling short. And as a coach, that tells you that the team is tired or the player is tired. So it's really starting to wear on the Harbor Beach Pirates right now that they're not getting up above the rim to finish their shot.
Good look down low by Nick Slater. To Kyle Fletcher for the easy deuce. It's now 51-28, under two to go in this third quarter of play. Kraft puts up a layup. No good. And here come the Patriots quickly down the floor. Nick Fletcher gets the ball tipped away from him by the freshman for the Pirates. Eli Kraft, he is just all over the court tonight for the Pirates.
They let that foul go. You can hear the fans in the background. USA wanted a foul, and they had every right for a foul right there. Kraft come in, and it was almost kind of a frustration foul from behind, and they didn't get it.
Well, the way he's hustling, I think the ref is just saying, you know, good job. We'll not call that one on you. Big rebound by the Patriots. Fletcher with it, and USA will reset their offense. McBrayer at the timeline. He will work it around, swings it on over to Fletcher. Fletcher on the left side, back to McBrayer. He gets it up to the other Fletcher. No, rebound to Gangler, and Gangler.
Oh, that time the sophomore, the big sophomore there, number 40, Seaman got up and put the old block shot on top of Dakota Gangler there. So he's showing that he's got a little bit of height there by the sophomore.
I think that caught him off guard.
It sure did. Did you see Gangler look at him like, where did he come from? And that's something that Seaman can do. And we haven't seen much out of him like that all night long.
That pass gets thrown out of bounds, and it will turn it over to the Harbor Beach Pirates. Checking in for the Patriots is Kyle Comer. He'll come in for Sean McBrayer.
Checking in for Harbor Beach, I can't see the number going off, was Kevin Kraft. We're doing the defense-offense substitution a little bit here. Checking in was Aaron Ginther. Checks back in.
Gerkovich gets it over to Kraft. They get it down to Hansen in the corner.
Yeah, Harbor Beach has got the bonus coming up to him in the free throw. You'd like to see him dribble drive a little bit here, maybe draw another foul and get to the free throw line, but that helps there by
Hansen. Yeah, wide open three in the right corner, and it's now a 20-point game. Patriots lead the Pirates 51-31, and a whistle going against the Patriots. That'll turn it over to the Harbor Beach Pirates.
And that was just a mental error there on Kyle Fletcher. He turned and wanted to take off with the ball, and he forgot to put the ball down first.
Gerkovich will get it over to Seaman. Back to Gerkovich. 35 seconds to go in this third quarter. Here's a three by Ginther. No good. Rebound to Gangler.
And did you see anybody in black boxing out there, Derek?
Nope.
I didn't either. Harbor Beach just did not box out there at all. They're worried about getting back up the court because USA has been pushing the ball so quickly and they're actually doing to Harbor Beach what Harbor Beach usually does to everybody else. This is the way Harbor Beach usually plays. They usually push the ball up the court like that.
Kyle Fletcher gets the hometown bounce, and it's not.